Here we go again with another edition of the American Cattleman Podcast. My name is Dustin Hector, and I'm glad you're joining us today. Just ahead, we have the publisher of the American Cattleman, Gail McKinney, and he sits down with Dana Casto, the business manager for UtterTech, Inc., based out of Rosemont, Minnesota. During today's episode, you will learn a little bit about Dana's background and the history of UtterTech. They'll also talk about all their different product lines and the importance of having a person to talk to on the other line when you call in. They will complete the episode by talking about their upcoming show schedule and where you can visit them and see their products firsthand. But first, a quick message from Bob Tallman and Rawhide Portable Corral.
We understand cattle. That's why the world's first hydraulic corral just keeps getting better. Our system is simple, flexible, and durable, built to keep your cattle operations easy and trouble-free. All the best features of a portable system with unmatched customer service is why Rawhide is often imitated, never duplicated. The Rawhide Portable Corral.
Just a quick little note here for the American Cattleman. Make sure you check out our March edition online at www.americancattleman.com. If you're looking for a subscription to the magazine, you can do that on our website as well. Also, if you're from the Midwest, make sure you check out the Central Plains Dairy Expo in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, March 19 and 21. If you're there, come give me a visit. Okay, that's enough for me for now. Just before we kick it over to Gail, we have a message from our sponsor, the official hat company of the American Cattleman, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery.
It's way more than just a hat. It's a piece of American tradition. We're talking about Shorty's Cowboy Hattery, the finest handmade hats in the country. Founded by National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame, Lavona Shorty Coger. For over 30 years, Shorty's Cowboy Hattery has covered the heads of rodeo stars, music stars, working ranch cowboys, and folks that just want to look like one. Shorty's hats remain world famous and are sought after for their attention to detail, intricate sewing process, and signature beaver fur and beaver fur blends. You gotta get you one, or two. Visit shortyshattery.com because you deserve the best.
Now here's Gail McKinney.
Thank you, Dustin. Hey, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the American Cattleman's Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us again today. I'm Gail McKinney, and I'm the publisher of American Cattleman. I am pleased to have you join me for this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Today's guest is Dana Casto, the business manager with UtterTech out of Rosemont, Minnesota. Dana, welcome to the American Cattleman Podcast.
Thank you, Gail, so much for having me today.
Oh, you're very welcome. We're going to get into talking about UtterTech in detail here in a few minutes, but I always think it's good for folks just to understand who our guests are and where they came from. So if we could, let's learn a little bit more about Dana. Dana, what's your background and a little bit of history on you?
So a little history. So I grew up on a dairy farm in Minnesota where it was in Lakeville, so about a half hour south of the Twin Cities. So I always say we got the best of both worlds. I got to grow up on a farm, milked cows, did chores, was involved in 4-H and FFA, but also was close to the Twin Cities that had lots of opportunities there as well. So I grew up kind of living the farm life. A little unique is I also got to kind of help with some trade show things. So UtterTech was started by my mom. I was in elementary when she started the business. So I kind of got a chance to go and travel with her to do different trade shows and do things in the industry that way as a kid. After high school graduation, I went across the border over to Wisconsin. I went to UW-Madison for dairy science and ag and applied economics. From there, I worked in the industry for about 4 years before UtterTech was really growing and they were looking to hire somebody. And so we had that conversation of, are you looking to come back to the family business? So January of 2015 is when I came full-time to UtterTech and started as the business manager. And as time kind of flies by from there.
That's really, really interesting. And almost, I want to say par for the course, but it's so prevalent in the cattle industries and dairy and in beef cattle that, you know, producers' families' longevity is there, but also in our small business world, it tends to go that way. So how is it working with mom?
It's great. I think we get the question a lot, I would say my mom gets the question, were you hesitant on, you know, moving forward and bringing Dana back in? And she'll say too, well, we've worked together our whole lives. Like I said, I did a lot of milking on the farm growing up, and from a young age, we were kind of treated as employees. You got a shift and you worked your shift and did those things. So we worked together for a long time. And I always had an interest in the ag industry and in the business. So it was kind of a natural fit. And it's kind of, we say, a fun bonus. We do travel to trade shows, and a lot of times we get to sneak in a little sightseeing or something. And it's kind of fun and special that I get to do that with my mom.
Sure. That makes it all the better. Let's talk UtterTech a little bit, and no one better than you or maybe your mom, Cheryl, that could do it, but I'm certain you know the history. So can you just tell us about the beginnings? This is a 30-year anniversary.
It is. Yeah, we're celebrating 30 years this year, and UtterTech really began with one product. So at the time, my mom was milking cows. She had a job off the farm. I have two siblings, so she had three kids. I'm the youngest, and I was young at the time. And so she was the main milker for the dairy. So she was looking to kind of shave off time. And what she came up with was a fanny pack, basically, that held paper towels and the teat tip that you need to prep a cow when you're doing milking. And so her first night using her, it's called the towel tote, she shaved about 15 minutes off of her milking time. So she was really just looking to be more efficient. And from there, she had neighbors try it, other people around, and it seemed like a viable thing. They all really liked it. So World Dairy Expo 1994 was the first kind of product launch, where she just went with the one item, the towel tote. And I think really all of our products have come from customer requests and suggestions from there. So after the towel tote, the dairy industry moved to cloth towels. So we started making aprons to hold cloth towels. We have bags and pouches and sleeves. And then it was later on where we really got into the waterproof workwear. And so we have bibbed overalls and jackets, pants, a lot of different garments out of the waterproof fabric. And like I said, really kind of working in the industry, my parents dairy farm for 30 years. My mom also had a home economics background. That's what she went to school for. So she had the sewing background along with the real life skills of farming and knowing where things should be and how things work.
I think it's interesting. I was on your website and your mom, I'm just going to read this. She has advice on when she first started UtterTech, and she says, you define the product's purpose, you define the product with an identifiable logo, you make it good so it doesn't fail, be the original, be first to market, and advertise to your customers. And that's pretty sound advice.
Yep. That was a lot of that came, she had a business mentor early on, and that advice has kind of stuck with as we've continued to grow the business. Customer service is something we strive really hard to make sure we have great customer service and always listening to our customers, and offering a high quality product helps with that too. Whenever we're hiring somebody new here, and we're a pretty small team, but their first week on the phone, we'll always say, we have the best customers in the world. Anybody in the ag industry, they're going to be understanding, and just talk with them and have the conversation.
Dana, we've got a pretty broad product lineup with UtterTech. Let's just walk through that just a little bit. You mentioned the waterproof clothing, but you've got a whole bunch of stuff. You want to touch on some of them? I'm particularly interested, and I didn't know. I hate to admit this. I didn't know you were doing calf jackets.
Yes. So we have done calf jackets for a long time. And that was, so my parents were still dairying. I would say it probably was 2003, maybe. that we first came out with calf blankets. And so we had the, I mean, she would go out and do a design and get to try it on her own calves and figured out the best design. Something unique about ours, we do have the belly strap that goes right behind their front legs, and that really helps to keep that calf blanket on. And it snugs it around them when it's cold, kind of keeps it closer to their body. So yeah, calf jackets. We do 3M thin slate insulation as well. So they are a premium calf blanket. They hold up really well to machine wash and dried, so you can use them over and over again. But yes, a lot of people think mainly of our waterproof gear, but calf blankets are definitely another great product we offer.
You know, Dana, you spoke to customer service, and I'm on your website now, and I'm looking at the reviews, and I see all 5 stars. You guys are doing something right. You're using quality products, and you must be providing good customer service to have those kind of reviews. And in today's world, you know, it's instantaneous for that customer response. So great job there.
Well, thank you. Like I said, it's definitely something that we focus on and work hard to provide for our customers and answer questions. I think too, if you call our phone, you get a real person right away and you get to talk to them. And if people have questions with sizing, we're always happy to help them over the phone. We do have pretty good guidelines on the website. If you look at the reviews, you can get good sizing information there. But I think just having a real person available to talk and answer questions also helps in that customer service.
So Dana, tell us a little bit about, you have a very robust website. Folks can go there and order products and have them directly shipped. Are you still doing a catalog, a phone service? Tell us about how they can get your products.
I would say the website is probably the best option. You can order right on the website. It has everything. All of our items are on there and they're broken out. You can shop by category. So if you're looking for veterinary gear, if you're a beef producer, if you're a dairy producer, it breaks it out of what would be the most popular items for each of those industries. But we do have, like I said, we have someone here answering the phone all the time. So we take orders over the phone. We do still do a print catalog and we do send those out in our orders. I would say the website is great. I am sometimes a paper person, which is maybe a little out of box for my age, but the catalog is nice too, just to really be able to see everything that way.
Yeah, that's great, and I think it's important that you still continue to do the catalog and have different avenues of getting that out there. But folks, you need to understand these folks are selling direct. The people who have designed these, made these, get these ready for you are the people who are going to sell them to you, and this is a direct sale opportunity. Dana, you are highly recognized in the dairy industry, and we were both down at NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, at their show, and you guys are, as you said, you now have items for the beef industry and probably before most of this crossed over anyway. How's that going and what was the thought process with really attacking that beef industry with your products?
Yeah, I think anybody who's getting dirty can find a use for our products. And cows are cows. I would say, like you mentioned, the dairy side, we do have stuff for the milking parlor. But a lot of people are using our bibbed overalls for various jobs. So we had started advertising in the beef industry with some print publications and online. And on our website, we have people fill out if they choose to what their industry is. So we were starting to get a lot more beef customers. And so this was our second year at NCBA this last year. And it's just really fun to get to have people trying on our things and getting to see them. And I think our biggest difference, like you said, we've been in the dairy industry for 30 years and are well established there. Our first year at NCBA was just fun to hear people say, well, I've seen your things in the catalog, but I've never actually gotten to feel them. I've never gotten to have a pair. So it's a great opportunity for people to actually get to see them in person. And I think the other segue too is we do a lot of veterinarian items as well. And so I think a lot of our beef customers have seen them on their veterinarians out at their farm.
Certainly that would be a good crossover. Yep.
Yeah. So that's where we've had, but so like you mentioned that we have waterproof bibbed overalls and pants that have been popular. We also have jackets, and then we have quite a few kind of breeding or veterinary specific items. So we have a shoulder guard and an AI vest if you're doing any breeding, artificial insemination. And then we also have a vet top or a vet jacket, and those are great for calving. So something to be able to cover your top half when you're pulling calves, and if you're preg checking, anything like that. It's just nice. You can have these items and you can take that mess off and your clothes underneath are still clean.
Yeah, it's just it's such a great crossover, and I'm just sure you're going to have continued success in that beef industry. Dana, you guys are always thinking. You know, you've got such a vast product line, and those have came about because of need. I'm sure you're constantly doing more research and constantly hearing new things. Tell us about the future for UtterTech. What's the future look like?
I think you hit it right there on the head. We're constantly looking at what's the next item, what's the next need, what's a gap, or what can we help people do. We really strive for how we can make you cleaner and more efficient is where we've kind of started. If you look, we do have a lot of different bags and pouches on our website as well. I think it's like going to NCBA, being at the different trade events is really where we get our best feedback. So if you're listening and you have any suggestions for us, please reach out, send them our way. We're always happy to discuss, and not every idea goes to a final product, but we're always willing to hear what might be the next best suggestion. I can share a couple of our newer items. I had mentioned the vet jacket. That is a short sleeve jacket that zips up in the front. And that came about because we have a vet top that Velcros behind your neck and at the waist. And sometimes it's hard to reach back to Velcro. And so people were asking for something that could zip up but still be short sleeve. So even if it's just a simple switch like that, we're always looking for the next idea.
Everyone, we're talking with Dana Casto, the business manager at UtterTech, here on the American Cattleman podcast today. Dana, let's talk a little bit about the events you attend. You guys go to a lot of specific trade shows. I know that most of those are winding down, but you've got a couple, I know, at least coming up that are good events for people to get out to and meet you guys in person.
Yes, absolutely. So next week we'll be at PDPW in Wisconsin. And then the following week is Central Plains Dairy Expo over in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And that is definitely a show that's continued to grow right over in the I-29 corridor. And they do have some beef on dairy and some crossover educational sections going there as well. And then the last week will be of March, we will be up in Oshkosh, Wisconsin at the WPS Farm Show. So feel free if you hear the podcast and are at any of those events, please stop by and say hi.
Yeah, get out there, folks, and visit these folks in person. They're good people and just fun to talk to, and they know the industry really, really well. Dana, we talked a little bit about the website. Let's make sure we get the URL back out there for everybody and any other contact information you'd like to give them.
Absolutely. So our website is UtterTechInc.com. So UtterTechInc.com. There you'll find all of our information, but you can also call us as well. Our toll-free number would be 888-438-8683. And anybody who answers the phone would be happy to help with any questions you have on product or size.
Dana, thank you so much for visiting with us today. This has been a pleasure, and we thank UtterTech for all you do in the livestock industry, both dairy and beef. And you guys are doing a fantastic job, and I wish you the best for at least another 30 years.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure to join you today and share a little bit more about UtterTech. And like you said, it's an exciting time here celebrating that 30-year anniversary.
Everyone, that's Dana Casto, Business Manager of UtterTech, Inc. Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of the American Cattleman Podcast. Make sure and tell your neighbors and friends about us. Take care.
A special thanks to Dana Casto from UtterTech for taking time to chat with us today. Also, special thanks to our sponsors, Rawhide Portable Corral and Shorty's Cowboy Hattery. We hope you enjoyed your time with us. For more information or to listen to previous episodes, visit our website, www.americancattleman.com, or check out our social media simply by searching American Cattleman. The American Cattleman Podcast is produced by the American Cattleman Magazine, and that's it for now. Until next time, and as a reminder, make sure that gate is always closed.